relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
What an incredible inspiration. She's what? Was she 5 foot two, Shad? That lady must be, what, 70 pounds?
I think you're being, you know, liberal in that estimation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'd like to be in the trenches. If I have to go to war, I want to go to war with Lilith Venetian, somebody else who's not on the front lines in the schools. He's on the front lines in the swamp every single day, fighting the swamp creatures in the deep state. And he's in studio as well. What an honor. Congressman Matt Gaetz, welcome.
Thanks for having me in studio, though I must say I'm not bringing you special treats for consumption like your last guest. I mean, we are now a carbohydrate-heavy Relief Factor studio.
We are. We're going to have to get into the sauna tonight. I got myself one of these little portable saunas. Dude, they work. I was in a swimming pool of sweat. Let's not go there after the first time I tried it. But I'm going to have to do something because that's a bit of a carbo load. Matt is absolutely right. Follow him, gates.house.gov. At Rep Matt Gaetz on Twitter. So much to discuss, but I have to get, because you were on the front line of this issue as well, your response to one of, I think, well, I'm biased, but one of the most important issues that came out of the Saturday Ohio rally with my old boss, President Trump. Cut 10.
Critical race theory into classrooms across the nation, and also into our military. Our generals and our admirals are now focused more on this nonsense than they are on our enemies. You see these generals lately on television? They are woke. They're woke. Our military will be incapable of fighting and incapable of taking orders. You're going to tell some private, stand up. You stand up right now. I'm not standing up. You can't talk to me that way, General. We're going to have a whole different ballgame here. I don't know how they're going to work that out. The private's going to tell the general, don't you ever speak to me that way, General. I'll kick your ass. That's our military. That's where we're going. Woke. I know some of these guys. Boy, they changed quickly. They went right over to the other side. I heard that about a couple of them. The military brass have become weak and ineffective leaders. And our enemies are watching and they're laughing.
How important was it, Congressman Gaetz, that President Trump brought this issue up at his first rally?
Well, I'm grateful that President Trump actually referenced the questioning that I did of General Milley before the House Armed Services Committee. And I half expected the generals to say, well, we reject critical race theory. We don't teach it. It's not part of our pedagogy. It's not part of our value system. But instead, much to my surprise and dismay, we had General Milley give critical race theory the full bear hug, the full embrace. And that's why it's so important that President Trump spoke against this. Dr. Gorka, our service members are the most inspirational Americans I have ever met. They are the best among us. They inspire the best within us.
And they don't do it for the money.
They deserve a lot better leadership than they're getting from the Pentagon right now. And we all know it. The Pentagon is more worried about this explicitly racist ideology than the actual military strategy that can inure to our nation's benefit. I was particularly concerned about the curriculum within our service academies because, you know, when you look at training the next generation of great military leaders, we want them to know how to address challenges, how to assess them, not how to exact their own sense of personal grievance or how to become divisive. You know, one of the things that so many military service members share with me is that there is a commonality to the experience. You're going through the same training. You're having some of the same homesickness. You've got that same burning patriotism in your soul. And now when we use an ideology to slice and dice different segments of our population to say, well, this group has particular rage, this group has particular fragility, this group has a particular grievance, you do great disruption to the cohesion at the unit level that is necessary to win.
And when you hear the most senior U.S. officer in the most powerful military in the world talk about his need, his desire to understand the white rage that led to the events of January the 6th?
Why is our military not focused on the Herculean task ahead to withdraw from Afghanistan? Why is our military not worried about taking the strategic steps to deprive Iran and North Korea of nuclear capabilities? Why is our military not doing more so that our allies can actually take care of their own neighborhoods rather than asking the U.S. taxpayer to do so? And it's because of priorities. And if our military leaders are saying at the outset, as General or as Secretary Austin did, that we have to do a stand down to assess white supremacy, then we are not prioritizing the things that are necessary. I'll tell you this, Dr. Gorka, there isn't anybody in the Chinese military today studying white rage. There isn't any project in the Chinese military to stand down the development of capabilities so that they can better assess their personal grievance. While we are still studying and researching hypersonic weapon systems, China is fielding those weapon systems. They have the largest army in the world. They have more troops. They are closing the capability gap. Sometimes they are even surpassing our capabilities. And I hate to even have to admit that. But if we do not have the best and brightest minds, the most patriotic Americans focused on winning and instead utilizing the military for as a social justice engine, I think we'll really lose the American greatness that has defined the last century.
He proudly represents the 1st Congressional District of Florida. Follow him, Rep. Matt Gaetz, on Twitter. Let's talk about Twitter. Let's talk about the force multipliers of wokeness, not just in our military, but everywhere. And that is, of course, the social media platforms. On my show yesterday on Newsmax, we discussed what is happening in California and this true collusion that was uncovered by Rogan O'Hanley. Let's play that little clip and get the congressman's response.
What was the content of the tweet that got you banned? Just share it with our viewers.
The final tweet that got me banned was a picture of the Capitol with barbed wire, and at the top I wrote "most votes in American history" in quotes, which per the Democrats is a fact. For half the country, it's a joke, and that was the one that ultimately got me permanently banned from Twitter.
Most of us who are concerned focus on the cancellations, the suspensions, like Rogan, DC Drano being, you know, nixed on Twitter. But he discovered something far, far more insidious. Talk to us about real collusion between political actors and Palo Alto.
Yeah. One of the problems Twitter has when they ban people is that some of those people don't just go away quietly. And in this case, Rogan stepped forward to litigate and to get discovery into the particular emails that Twitter and the government might have been exchanging. And what is so explosive about the evidence in this case is that we now can prove a direct pipeline from the Democratic Party in California through the apparatus of state government into Twitter to manipulate what people are seeing. I never thought there would be that direct evidence with emails emanating from a political actor, rolling through the apparatus of government, and then resulting in a platform like Twitter, more powerful than any government, having the ability to shape the nature of truth.
So specifically, please go and watch, go to our Rumble channel, rumble.com/Seb Gorka, see the full interview, see my Newsmax show. What the congressman is talking about is Democrat strategists telling the Secretary of State of California that these posts on Twitter are unamenable, they don't like them, and then the Secretary of State telling Twitter, would you delete them, and Twitter deleting them. That is not a social media function. That is free advertising. It's censorship. What's the answer? We are in the minority in the House, in the Senate. Do we just wait?
I'm ready to break up big tech. I'm ready to do it right now. And I'm willing to work with Democrats who don't like me and who I don't like very much in order to get the job done. There are some Republicans now saying that we can never work with the likes of Elizabeth Warren to break up Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon. But it's my belief that these companies are more powerful than any government that has ever existed in all of human time. They are corrosive to our democracy. They are dangerous to markets. You know, for us to have capitalism, we have to have free markets. And these four companies really, I think, are damaging that opportunity for innovation. And so I'm working with Democrats in bipartisan legislation to break up those four companies. It is not the most libertarian approach I've ever had, but I think that American patriotism demands it.
In the last 60 seconds we have with you in this segment, Congressman Gates, are they working with you because they have the same objective? Or isn't it the case that Democrats think that these organs, these instruments aren't woke enough?
Well, I think that Democrats want to break up these companies for their own reasons that have nothing to do with censorship. But you know what? If you want to break up Amazon and you've got your reason, and I want to break up Amazon and it's a different reason, but we have the ability to actually obtain the objective, that's good enough for me. And I think it'll be good for the country. And I think it's really disingenuous for Republicans to say, well, we can only stand for the things we believe in when we're in power. Yeah. Sometimes you have to stand for them no matter who's in power.
The old Arab phrase, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Not always, but sometimes it does work. Follow him at Rep Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z on Twitter. He is also at gaetz.house.gov. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel. How did you weather COVID? Well, we had a lot of home improvements. Why? Because we were stuck at home. Have you upgraded? Maybe it's time today to turn your yard into a paradise. How? With fastgrowingtrees.com. Skip the big box stores and head to fastgrowingtrees.com, the world's largest online nursery. No more waiting in lines, getting your cars dirty, full of earth, digging through a lackluster selection. Just go to fastgrowingtrees.com and choose from thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants expertly curated to thrive in your area and delivered to your door in 1 or 2 days. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth. I love fastgrowingtrees.com because, well, my wife is green-fingered, and when she's happy, when her garden looks good, everyone's happy. There's a better way to buy trees and shrubs and plants for your home and yard, and it's called fastgrowingtrees.com. Planting season is here. Join over 1 million satisfied gardeners at fastgrowingtrees.com. Plus, the 35 and Thrive guarantee means your plants will arrive happy, healthy, and ready for planting. Now through July 31st, go to fastgrowingtrees.com/GORKA for 15% off. That's 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/GORKA. fastgrowingtrees.com/GORKA.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Are you a good dad? Are you a good husband? A good grandfather? How do you measure that? Is it bedtime stories? Or is it making sure that your loved ones, your children, your grandchildren, your wife are safe? Are provided for? Can you always provide for them? What happens if the next cyber attack isn't on the provision of gasoline to the eastern seaboard, but against our food supply? Are you ready? What happens when the 3 days' worth of stock at the local grocery store runs out and there is no more? Can you feed your family? I can. Why? I've gone with the best, the biggest supplier of long-term storage emergency food, My Patriot Supply. Each time I order a month's worth, I know that that can last for 25 years, and I will never be in a position not to feed my family. How about you? Yes, I thought so. Get $50 off your first month supply of food if you use my link. Go to preparewithgorka.com. Never be caught short. Go to preparewithgorka.com and always be able to feed your family. That's preparewithgorka.com. We are back. He's in studio, Congressman Matt Gaetz. Before we get on to the next topic, your observations, is it too early with regards to the building collapse in Miami? What's your take as a Floridian?
Deeply concerned, and I'm hearing reports that there were a number of complaints and maintenance requests to the Homeowners Association. In Florida, we have very robust laws that govern the obligations of people who are involved in sort of maintenance of common elements in buildings. And so, you know, I'm deeply concerned about those that are currently unaccounted for. But I also want to make sure that we learn from this. You know, every time there's a tragedy, whether it's a building collapse, a bridge collapse, a plane crash, we want to make sure that we come out of it better and stronger. And I know my good friend Governor DeSantis in Florida is doing everything he can to ascertain how to keep our Floridians safe.
Thank you. We opened the show with the greatest mayor I think America's ever had. Rudy Giuliani was on. We talked to him about what they're trying to do to him, the Supreme Court in New York going after him because of who he is, not what he did. The accusations against you seem to be petering out. What's the latest? Are you taking legal action?
You know, whether it's Rudy Giuliani or me, it seems that people want to make the process the punishment.
Right.
Rudy Giuliani is one of the great crime fighters of our time. He took down the mob.
Yeah.
People thought that wasn't even possible. And then he cleaned up New York City, and then he led the city through the rebuild that was necessary. The fact that in the Southern District of New York, they are abusing Rudy Giuliani like this shows how far America has slipped, and it shows how far that office has slipped. And so I stand in solidarity with him for sure, because I also remember efforts to go after my law license if I said an intemperate tweet or if I took a position regarding election integrity. I constantly face efforts to try to revoke my law license in the state of Florida. This is a new tool the left is using. Now, turns out in Florida, folks have applied a little more common sense that they have in the Empire State vis-a-vis Rudy Giuliani. But I am deeply concerned that for the sake of concentration of power, national security authorities are being turned against our people. And it's easy to internalize that on a circumstance that my allies, my friends, the president might be going through, that I might be going through. But we really have to think about what this means for everyday Americans.
Yes.
Who want to be able to associate freely politically, who want to be able to share their thoughts online, who want to be able to, I think, embrace the values that President Trump embraced that were so successful for our country. And so I think we've got to think about this not just in the specific events in which we see the manifestations of excessive government power, but we also have to look at it in terms of what it ultimately means for our people and for our country. I am focused on the work here in Congress. I think that's why my voters sent me. And so I don't intend to live out personal grievance. I intend to go fight the battles for the people in my district.
Let's talk about the work in Congress, this infrastructure bill.
The everything but infrastructure bill, right? One of my favorite breakfast foods is the everything bagel. This is the everything but infrastructure bill. They actually think that going and seeding some of these like social justice causes is infrastructure. And then this bill takes a very bigoted view against rural America. They have really quarantined a number of funds away from new road development, the things that will connect our people and our goods and will drive broader economic success. And instead, they've quarantined that money just to resurface existing roads. Now, I'm not saying that's not a worthy endeavor, but when you don't allow for greater growth and greater development, what you're really saying is that this isn't America's infrastructure bill. This is an infrastructure bill just for those deep blue urban core centers where Nancy Pelosi can pay off her political allies.
So here's the question, and maybe you can give us the final take here. On the one hand, we see 15,000 people supporting the president at that county fairground, and you're saying, yes, MAGA is alive, it's stronger than ever, America first. And then you see the establishment GOP just cave, roll over, and show its belly to the hyenas on this bill. Has anything really changed in D.C., Matt Gaetz?
After Mitt Romney lost, our party needed an autopsy. That's literally what they called the review. Not really something that you use to describe something that is well and living.
Right.
MAGA doesn't need an autopsy, Dr. Gorka. MAGA is a vibrant movement. President Trump proved that in Ohio. We're going to be proving that together on July 3rd in Florida. What we really need to do is take these values and this vision that Donald Trump set forward, and we need to build it out. We need a new generation of MAGA leaders. I think people like Ron DeSantis, Josh Hawley, you know, really meet that mold. People like Elise Stefanik in the House of Representatives.
But the establishment GOP, what do we do with them, Matt?
We have to continue to beat them. Look, they're established for a reason. Yeah. They're good at it. Right. I mean, these are people who don't have substantial populist appeal. Their appeal is in the Beltway of Washington, D.C. And I don't say that to be dismissive of it, because there is a lot of power here in Washington, D.C. And what they fear most is that what Donald Trump really stood for was a diffusion of that power out of this corrupt town and out into our country, empowering our people, having a sense of national ambition again, protecting our borders, making sure that trade actually benefited us, not just globalist multinational corporations, and ensuring that our foreign policy was strategic and focused, and that we weren't spilling American blood needlessly around the world. Those are powerful ideas, even more powerful than any one man. And I think the establishment's going to be fighting against them. And that's why we have to be so vigorous in the pursuit of the America First agenda.
Last 30 seconds, GOP taking action on election integrity. Are you satisfied?
This is going to have to be state by state, Dr. Gorka. Okay. Nothing good is coming out of Washington, D.C. But when I see people like Dr. Pamela Karlan try to stop a review of the evidence in Georgia, I get very concerned. And that's what you should expect from your Republican members of Congress, to call out and shout down a Biden Justice Department that is not in pursuit of the truth. They are trying to block the truth. They are trying to intimidate people in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia from the factual development that is absolutely necessary for us to all have a secure election that produces the correct winner.
He's going directly from here to fight the dragons in the swamp. His name is Matt Gaetz, Florida number one. Follow him at Rep Matt Gaetz, gaetz.house.gov. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. Are you in pain? Have you found relief nowhere else only to give up? Don't give up. Take Relief Factor right now and you could be the next Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words, powerful words. Find out for yourself, relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for Reggie, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
We will send Joe Biden and the fake news media. There's a lot of people back there. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Do you miss me? They miss me. They miss me. I know. They look at their bad ratings and they're saying, we miss this guy. I said it was going to happen. I was waiting for them to endorse me, actually. I know that was a big step, but they're going down the tubes. Their numbers are very bad.
Do you miss me? Do you miss me? That was fun! So much more to play, but I got to talk about the stories of the day as well, not just the president's rally. According to The Atlantic, what a rag. I remember 20 years ago, the Atlantic was actually quasi-serious. It's garbage. I wouldn't use it to wipe my bottom today. The Atlantic has a story from Jonathan Carl, ABC News anchor, in which he said the following. Bill Barr, allegedly, with regards to President Trump's assertions over the last election, said, "My attitude was, it's about put up or shut up time. If there was evidence of fraud, I had no motive to suppress it, but my suspicion all the way along was there was nothing there. It was all BS," according to Bill Barr. Which is weird, because A, this is a lie, and The Atlantic made this up. Or Bill Barr is so utterly swamp that he's the liar. Why? Well, this video was posted by our friend Jenna Ellis, and it's from Attorney General Barr last year with CNN and Wolf Blitzer. And what did Barr say back then? Cut to play cut.
Individuals, cases, but as far as widespread fraud, we haven't seen that since...
We haven't had the kind of widespread use of mail-in ballots that's being proposed. We've had absentee ballots from people who request them from a specific address. Now what we're talking about is mailing them to everyone on the voter list when everyone knows those voter lists are inaccurate. People who should get them don't get them, which is what has been one of the major complaints in states that have tried this in municipal elections. And people who get them are not the right people. They're people who have replaced the previous occupant, and they can make them out. And sometimes multiple ballots come to the same address with a whole several generations of occupants. Do you think that's a way to run a vote?
He sounds angry, doesn't he? Do you think that's a way to run a vote? He's even more explicit how mail-in ballots are just fraud waiting to happen. Cut one.
This is a, you know, sort of cheap talk to get around the fundamental problem, which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
and until this
haven't proved it.
Let me talk.
Yeah, please.
Since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion. The only time the narrative changed is after this administration came in. But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion. For example, we indicted someone in Texas, 1,700 ballots collected from people who could vote. He made them out and voted for the person he wanted to. Okay?
Because
that kind of thing happens with mail-in ballots, and everyone knows
but
it.
There are...
He sounded a little bit angry there. Mr. G, didn't A.G. Barr seem a little testy with Wolf there?
I know. What happened to him?
I know, because he was saying it's bad news. It's an invitation to fraud. What do you believe The Atlantic that he said the president's accusations are BS? Which version do you think? Because you've got a really good sense. Your compass for fraud and lying is rather good.
Yeah, the lying fake news media, what they do, they try and make things out to not be what they are. If you look at Barr's response, he's talking about tabulations. My guess for what he said was BS. He was talking about the Dominion stuff.
So he's concerned about the accusations about computer fraud. And what he's really angry about in that interview, clearly, is old school cheating, right?
Yeah, what the Democrats are good at, what they mastered.
Just one more cut, just to demonstrate that Bill Barr thinks it's garbage. Cut three.
Well, this is playing with fire. This is playing with fire. We're a very closely divided country here. And if people have to have confidence in the results of the election and the legitimacy of the government, and people trying to change the rules to this methodology, which, as a matter of logic, is very open to fraud and coercion, is reckless and dangerous. And the people are playing with fire.
Hey, Billy, I got a little suggestion for you. Why don't you tell us which is true? Did you say that to The Atlantic, or didn't you?
Or did you just change your mind? Or are you a swamp creature? Now's the time to speak up. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
It's official, my friends. President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. In his first 150 days, he's pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses, and his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is really a $2 trillion tax hike. He wants to make it harder for small business owners to keep their doors open while pushing a $15 minimum wage. It's time to push back. The great people at Job Creators Network are looking for a few good men and women to join their small business advocacy and advisor program. They'll train you up, they'll help you place op-eds in local papers and get on TV to support small businesses. Join Job Creators Network today. Go to joinjcn.com. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business leaders. Go today. joinjcn.com. That's joinjcn.com. Before we go to our next guest here on America First, some breaking news. A federal judge has dismissed the FTC's antitrust complaint against Facebook with an amazing, amazing justification. The judge, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, has said the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, did not demonstrate in its complaint that Facebook's market power reaches that of a monopoly. Oh, yeah, I forgot. There are like 100 other companies. All those mini Facebooks that are just... The choice of social media platforms you have akin to Facebook is just blistering. It is a cornucopia. Time to get to the Supreme Court, I think. All right, enough of that. Let's talk a little bit of AOC. Did you always want to know what the filibuster really is? Here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explaining what it is. Cut four.
Why defend a 60-vote filibuster when the Senate already amplifies minority power so that the 50 Democratic senators already represent millions and millions and millions more Americans than 50 Republican senators? And so I would argue that 50 Republican senators is already a built-in kind of filibuster-esque firewall.
A filibuster-esque firewall. It's magic math. My 50 senators are really 74 senators. Because Republican senators, they're just 23 Republican senators, really. It truly is the denial of reality. But that's the lady who was crying in front of a parking lot. Let's not forget that. Okay, let's go to our next guest, somebody who I was told I have to get on the show because she's a rock star, she's a fighter, and she wants to get elected to represent Ohio's 15th congressional district in a special election. Ruth Edmonds, welcome to America First.
It's great to be here with you today. Thank you so much.
So why are you doing this crazy thing? You're a successful woman. You got a scholarship to Denison University. You got raised up from the inner city of Baltimore. You managed to create a successful life for yourself. Why do you want to become a swamp creature politician?
Well, I don't want to become a small creature politician. I am the American story. And it is time for Americans to stand up and to say that Caucasians are not villains and brown-skinned people are not victims. As you say, I am from the inner city of Baltimore. I was raised by my grandmother. I did get a scholarship to go to Denison, and I still had to work two jobs. I've now raised my two daughters who have college degrees. It's an American story. It can happen for brown-skinned people as well as light-skinned people in America. Hard work, perseverance, faith, and taking advantage of opportunities that come. That's what makes America great. It's an American story. And that's why I'm running, because we've got to stand up to AOC and Nancy Pelosi. I want them to tell me in my face that my story is not a true story. It's a false narrative, critical race theory, and it's time that we stop the hijacking of America. That's why I'm running.
Oh, I love that. Stop the hijacking of America. That's great. She doesn't want to be a swamp creature. She wants to represent the people of Ohio and the 15th Congressional District. Follow her at Ruth Edmonds. Ruth Edmonds. Tell us, what was it? I mean, you are a success story. That is undeniable. What was there a moment? Was there an issue? Was there an event that made you say, okay, I've had enough. I want to run for public office?
You know, it's been a lifelong process. I'm an American. I'm a patriot. I love this country. I always have. When I was raised in my home, inner city Baltimore, we didn't talk about being victims. We talked about being fearfully and wonderfully made. I was raised in a Christian household, and we talked about things like, you know, with God, all things are possible. The things that Americans talk about, it was traditional American values because they were based on a biblical worldview. We've got to get back to that. I'm from an era where Dr. Martin Luther King gave us a pathway to where we should be. We should be treating each other and judging each other by the content of our character and not the color of our skin. We have a pathway to a greater and a better America, and we need to do it because we're really only one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, born and unborn. That's my message. That's what I'm taking to Washington, because we need common sense back in our leadership in Washington.
Fabulous message. Follow her. Support this lady, RuthEdmondsForCongress.com. That's RuthEdmondsForCongress.com. In literally the last 60 seconds we have with you, Ruth, and God bless you for doing what you do. What is your take on Black Lives Matter, the organization?
Black Lives Matter organization is a Marxist communist organization, and we should not buy the lie. If you look at who's really underneath it, they got $90 million last year, and not one of George Floyd's family members got any of it. They're raising the money so that they can give it all to the liberals. Look and follow the money, and you'll see what that organization is really about. They're not about really Black Lives Matter. There's too many black babies that are being aborted in America for that organization to say that they're all about Black Lives Matter. So that's my story on it.
Ethno-hucksters, it's a con, it's a sham. We need ladies like this one, Ruth Edmonds. God bless you, Ohio's 15th District. RuthEdmondsForCongress.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you have a cell phone, dear friends, please tell me it's not with one of the big cell phone companies, because they're not on your side and they're into cancel culture. You've got to go with a company that supports your values. Just like Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in our nation with the broadest nationwide coverage and plans to fit any budget. They've proven they deserve your trust since they've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you care about, like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, veterans, and the sanctity of life. And now is the time, as we celebrate our freedoms and independence, to move to Patriot Mobile. You can keep your old number, make the switch, choose from 50% off your first 2 months, or $100 off any phone in stock with a 1-year commitment and free premier activation either way. You'll get all the top discounts as well. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Switch today. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. MyPatriot.com/GORKA. Join the good guys today. MyPatriot.com/Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
And also the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years. He sold 51 million of them. They're that good. I use them. President Trump loves them. My whole team does. Find out today. Order yours at MyPillow.com. Use my name to get up to 66% off Mike's incredible line of over 100 products. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. 8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Can you tell I had two coffees today? I think you can tell. Okay, let's have some fun. Mittens Mitt Romney, does he still exist? I guess so. Here's a little cut, how he explains how the world works. Cut six.
Well, the people that are more expert than I do believe that the kind of weather patterns we're seeing are the result of climate change, and I have no reason to disagree with that. Clearly, we're seeing heat and drought, which is of real concern in the American West and in other parts of the world, and we need to undertake efforts globally to make sure that we're not contributing to more warming of the planet.
Can I just repeat for you what he just said? He said, people smarter than me are saying that weather patterns are creating climate change. As opposed to what? Hot dogs? Hot dogs are creating climate change? Custard biscuits are creating climate change? You're saying weather is creating weather. Thank you, Pierre. That was deep. Let's talk about something far more important. Jonathan Turley, not exactly a big MAGA conservative, was on Fox News, and he said something that maybe the DOJ, maybe the Biden administration is paying attention to, or maybe not. And it was a little bit of a warning about their cases against Georgia. Cut seven.
I'm highly skeptical, and I think that they may ultimately regret this move.
Yeah.
It could indeed clarify this issue in the way that the Biden administration does not want. Now, the Democrats often attack the judges that rule against them the way that, frankly, the Trump administration sometimes did. But this is a very dubious case, in my view, because the Georgia law has great overlap with other states like Delaware. Voter identification, as an example, is extremely popular with voters.
Right.
And you now see a lot of Democratic members beginning to say, really, we're not questioning that anymore. President Biden was corrected by papers like the Washington Post for misrepresenting aspects of the Georgia law.
So here's what he's saying. Sometimes you bring a case. Why? To clarify what the state of the law is. And that's exactly what Biden's DOJ, with that oxygen thief Merrick Garland at the top, may do when they bring their case against Georgia. They'll realize that it truly is the states that have the power and run our elections. So bring it, Biden. That's a good bumper sticker. Bring it, Biden. Next, the one and only Michael Knowles with a very interesting response to cancel culture.